This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
We are joined this segment by Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on today.
Sheriff, lots in the news, lots around your department in the news, but want to get started with something I know you and I have talked about in the past, and that is the jail and the future of the Erie County Holding Center. I want to start, before we talk about the plans and the money that these plans would have cost, just for our listeners who might have forgotten or might not know, what are the current issues facing the Erie County Holding Center?
Well, Joe, we're one of the only two counties in New York State that have two jails. So not having a centralized jail already poses an issue in itself because of the duplication of services, transportation costs, and they're half an hour apart from each other. We have the one at 10 Delaware here downtown, and then we have the one out in Alvin. Aside from that, the holding center was built in 1938. So you can imagine, like any other structure, it needs a lot of repairs that are very costly to the taxpayer, and they're always ongoing, This past year, in 24, we had 120-plus jail cells that were down for numerous issues, Joe. Some were down because of plumbing, electrical, locking devices, and that puts an additional strain on our already strained staff. The one out in Alden, aside from being half an hour away from where all the courts are, mainly the city of Buffalo Court and the county court, which are normally the most, let's say, where our incarcerated mostly go to for hearings. It's away from hospitals. We have an issue with ambulance service here in Erie County, as you know, as far as getting there in a reasonable amount of time. And then you got to add, Joe, the additional half an hour out in Alden. So, you know, it's costing a lot of money to the taxpayers. It's something that we've been kicking down the road for many years. I was very happy that we did a study, and I commend the Erie County County Executive and the Erie County Legislature for agreeing to do this study. It's very evident by the results of the study that we need a new facility, and it will save tens of millions of dollars every year.
Now, the new facility that was in the news this week, the cost was around $700 million. What were in those plans? And now that that has looked to be passed on, where do we go from here?
So, you know, first and foremost, I was shocked by the number. As we know, in our own personal lives, everything is expensive. A bag of groceries is expensive. Doing any type of home repair, let alone an addition, is very expensive. So, you know, that $700 million price tag, that's at the high end. So, you know, we're going to have to look at alternatives to that because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And what we need to do going forward is to ensure that any facility that we build, that we're able to show that we have the amount of savings to be able to pay for that bill. So if we have a new facility where we have, as the study shows, that our staffing levels will go down significantly, and we could save $25 million alone in that, another $1 million plus in transportation, duplication of services from correctional health, you know, social workers, kitchens, you name it. It's not like having a second home, Joe. It's like having a second home with a second family. We do from soup to nuts in the jail. You know, from feeding and clothing and housing and you know, medical care and so forth and so on, it becomes very expensive. And so we have to look at alternatives too. But the answer is this. It has to be somewhere in Buffalo because it's centralized to where the courts are, Joe. And unfortunately, most of our incarcerated come from the city of Buffalo, so with visitation and so forth.
Would that be able to take an existing building and turn that into a facility like this? Would that cut down costs, or is that even a possibility with what needs to be in place for a holding center, for a correctional facility?
Yes. That's a great question, Joe. I believe that in my limited expertise, but in consulting with people that are in the know, that having a existing building that could be converted would save money. Something else that would save money is not to have to do the demolition to a building like the holding center to then construct a new building, because demo costs are very expensive. So even though that $700 million price tag is what we have on the table now, that is to have our existing holding center retrofitted for a new facility. So with that comes the cost of demolition and the cost of having to retrofit a building that was constructed in 1938, the same time that the Odd and the Rock Pile were constructed. And they were just stadiums, Joe, and they're no longer in existence, as you know. But yes, that's a very good question. There's alternatives, and there's very smart people out there, engineers, architects, that we're going to go to and see what the alternatives are. But at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to first and foremost let the people know, our public, that we have to do something, that we can't continue down this road, because the repairs are very costly. The staffing costs are very costly. And then on top of that, it's also my job to protect the taxpayer and ensure that we have a facility that is affordable and that we could show the equivalent amount of savings to pay for this facility.
So, and I know you've said this, but to stress it, one of the alternative plans, though, would not to be make the upgrades out in Alden, right? The long-term plan is to make sure that facility is in the city of Buffalo.
It only makes sense. It's on the west easternmost part of Erie County. It's half an hour away from the facility downtown. But if you can imagine this, a transportation day for our court people, if five people have to go to Lancaster Court and seven people have to go to Amherst Court, because as you know, anybody and everybody that gets arrested in the city of, I'm sorry, in Erie County is in the custody of the sheriff. So if they have a court date, we have to pick people up at the holding center, at the Alden facility, take them to Lancaster Court, take them to Tonawanda Court, bring them back to the holding center, bring them back to Alden. It becomes labor intensive and very costly at the end of the year. And so having a centralized location, especially one in the city of Buffalo, because most people are going to city court and most people are going to county court. So that would trim a huge amount from our transportation costs.
Now, another thing that Erie County has been looking for, and that
she loves it hot, he loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
That has to do with the Air One, the helicopter. Tell us about that and the need to replace Air One for the Erie County Sheriff.
Again, another aging, you know, in this case, an aging aircraft. We were just talking about aging, you know, jails and so forth. This helicopter, which has been a tremendous asset for not just Erie County, for our adjoining counties, is 23 years old. And last year, for example, Joe, it was down for maintenance for at least 4.5 months. 4.5 months out of the 12 months down for maintenance. As a matter of fact, right now it's in Michigan at a location there getting some updates and some repairs. So, you know, again, it's a regional asset. We use it for locating people, rescuing our public from the lake, the river, you know, different location, hiking areas, locating people, elderly people that may have, you know, unfortunately got lost because of some, you know, dementia and so forth, kids and so forth. And also, as you've seen, we've used it as a tool to make arrests with all these property crimes. You know, the example being all the car thefts. We no longer have pursuit policies where we follow people through the county at 80 miles per hour and create a hazard to our public. But it's my job as sheriff to ensure that we keep the public safe and secure. And we have to make these arrests, you know. So this is another issue that we have. So on our plate right now, we've been able to, you know, advance that plan to get a new helicopter, Joe. We received $4.5 million from federal monies that were appropriated by Congressman Nick Laneworthy, and I want to thank him very much. Another million was brought to the table by Assemblyman Pat Burke, and I want to thank the Honorable Pat Burke very much for that. So, you know, We took $500,000 from our budget. So that's $6 million that we put on the table, and the rest is going to be put in by the county executive in a capital project to be bonded. This is something, Joe, that we will have for the next 30 years. And if we didn't need a new helicopter, I wouldn't be asking for one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. 22 years, that seems like a long lifespan. I can't get 10 out of my car.
And as you can imagine, you know, when you get something fixed on your car, the cost, well, you can imagine what a helicopter repair is. And, you know, that's we're very fortunate. We have 177 road deputies, which that in itself is outrageously low number. We cover 600 square miles, and it's the same amount of road deputies, Joe, that we had in 2004. So 20 years ago, we had the same amount of road deputies that we have today with 75% more calls. And I say that because out of those 177 road deputies, we have three pilots. That's also unheard of. I mean, for an agency to have three certified pilots, we have a dozen TFOs, which are tactical flight officers certified. So we are in good shape there, but we need a new aircraft.
Sheriff, before I let you go, obviously we've talked about two big money projects, but you know the budget's coming up. We talked with legislator John Mills a little bit about the budget earlier in the show. What are some things in the budget for the sheriff's office, and is there anything else you'd like to see in there that you'll be making a proposal for?
We only asked for four additional jobs, and two of them were nurses for the holding center. We're having a very tough time recruiting and retaining nurses, LPNs, and RNs, because we really don't pay the amount of money that RNs and LPNs are paid elsewhere. And of course, you're working in a correctional facility, so that's not, you know, an aging one at that, Joe. And but other than that, we asked for a second domestic violence investigator. And you know, we're modernizing this office, bringing it to the 21st century, and to tell people that we only have two special victims unit investigators when we cover 600 square miles, which is over half the county and a third of the population, is outrageous. When I worked in the city of Buffalo, they probably have a dozen of what used to be called sex offense investigators. So we asked for one more and an accountant, because we have a big budget. We have a lot of moving parts. We have a lot of grants that we not only asked for, and we've been very fortunate with our great staff to get some amazing grants this year. One of them was $2.9 million from New York State for technology. But as you know, Joe, you have to administer these grants and make sure that they're properly administered. And so that's the only four jobs we asked for this year. And, you know, we finally, with civil service, we have had a great working relationship with the state commissioner, Tim Holmes, who used to be the commissioner here, and Commissioner Brian Bray from personnel here in Erie County. And we've taken a process that used to take 16 months to get back a civil service exam for corrections, and we've turned that into 3 months, Joe, because without a list, I can't hire. So we had issues with vacancies, which means that the people that were working had to be mandated to work an additional 8 hours, and that was absolutely horrible. So we are now staffed properly moving forward, so I'm excited about that. And again, you know, it's my job to tell the people what the issues are. And the issues are this. We have two aging facilities. We have an aging helicopter. You know, we are doing so much with so very little. Our greatest asset is our staff. And, you know, being from the road deputies that wear numerous hats, not only are they road patrol, but they're also bomb squad or marine patrol or pilots, you name it. Incredible staff. So, you know, we cut back $5 million on the jail management division overtime from last year. So we showed that with additional staff that we could cut back on the overtime. So I'm very excited with that moving forward to, you know, manage that better too.
Sheriff, I know you have a lot on your plate. We've talked about much of it here during the show. You've got probably double what we were able to mention this segment. But next year is an election year for you. Have you thought about your election year and having to go through that process all over again?
I can't believe we're here already, Joe. You know, it sometimes it feels like 3 years. Sometimes it feels like 30 years, you know. But, you know, all kidding aside, it's it really is an honor to be the 54th sheriff of Erie County. It, for me, what I try to do is do a great job every day and try to leave and will leave this place in better conditions than what I found it. If the people believe in me and give me the opportunity to do another 4 years, I will be honored and blessed. But I will continue doing the work and ensuring that, you know, the protection and the service is given to the people in a fiscally responsible manner, in a professional manner, that everybody's treated with respect from our public to the incarcerated, to our staff, to our vendors and everyone else. And, you know, the political process is a grind, and but it's part of the job. It's part of the job. So I will be running next year. Yes.
All right, Sheriff John Garcia, great talking with you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone out there. Thank you, Joe.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.